gang, host Sal Copperplate, Dallin O'Leary here for Copperplate Podcast number 279. Hope you're there because I'm still here and we've got some mighty music to share over the next hour. Some of the gems that are available to you from copperplatemailorder.com. Let's get on the way with a mighty blast of music from that fabulous outfit called McCullough. Great sound they make there, McCullough. Over 20 of Ireland's top female instrumentalists got together to make this great album in 1984 for the International Women's Day of 1984. Mairead Ní Uaimhne, Catherine McAvoy, Mary McNamara, Maureen Fahey. You know them all. They've all gone to become very famous since then. And I just love this album very, very much. As I say, Manana Herden, The Women of Ireland, by the outfit called McCullough. Well, great to be with you guys and gals, of course. And looking forward to spending another hour sharing out good music and good vibes with each other all around the world. It's just great to sit here. I think I can talk to you all everywhere you are. And knocks me out every time I do it. Going to move on with a tech from, stay with the ladies really, with the Mulcahy family, Louise and Michelle and their dad Mick on the box, and a couple of reels, Mullingar Races, Cohen's Memories and Jim Donahue's from their album Reeling in Tradition. And this goes out to a dear friend, a newcomer to the outfit, Alberto Salvan, over there in Rieti in beautiful Italia. Buongiorno, come sta Alberto? Va bene. And this goes out especially to you, and thanks for your order during the week. Much appreciated, as always. Mighty Mulcahy family there, and as I say, a fine set from Reeling in Tradition. Also include Bob Armit in that particular dedication. He's a big fan of the Mulcahys, and he lives in a lovely place called Thompson St. Andrew in Norfolk. Sounds gorgeous, doesn't it? Okay, we're going to take a song now, as usual, and it's from Pat Broders in the ranks of Open the Doors for three. And their beautiful album, The Joyful Hour. A Joyful Hour it is indeed, featuring, as I say, Pat Broders, Liz Knowles, and my dear friend Kieran O'Hare in this particular outing. I'm going to take the song to Clyde Water, which he got from the singing of Nick Jones. And then there's a very lovely version of the Morning Star reel as well in the arrangement of the tune. I give you opened the door for three. And this goes out to Amy Butler over there in Canadoogee. I think that's the way you pronounce it. I hope you know. I know you're going to enjoy this. As I say, open the door for three.
Willie sits in his stable door, he's combing his coal black steed. He's doubting on fair Margaret's love, his heart begins to bleed. Give corn unto me horse mother and meat to my man John, for I'm away to fair Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Stay at home with me, dear Willie, stay at home with me, or in the deepest part of the Clyde water then you shall drown the bee. Oh, the good steed that I ride upon cost me thrice 30 pounds, or in the deepest part with feet to bring me safe and sound. He has ridden o'er high hill and down yon Dowie Den, and the rushing in the Clyde water would have feared 500 men. Oh, roar and Clyde, you roar so loud, your streams are wondrous strong. Make me a wreck as I come back, but spare me as I'm gone. And when he got to fair Margaret's bower, his thurlow on the pin, saying, rise up, me good Margaret, rise up and let me in. Ah, who is that at me bower door, calling me Margaret's name? It's only your first love, a little William, this night come to your home. Open up your castle gates, open up and let me in, for me boots are full of the Clyde water and I'm frozen to the skin. Ah, me barns are full of corn, Willie, me stables full of hay, and me bowers are full of gentlemen, they'll not remove till day. Fare ye well to ye may, Margaret, it's fare thee well and adieu, for I have won me mother's own person coming this night to you. So he has ridden o'er high hill and down yon Dowie Den, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's cane from him. Catch his cane again, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's hat from him. He's leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his hat by force, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie from his horse. And the very hour that young man sank into the parts of deep, then up and awoke his May Margaret out from her drowsy sleep. Come here, me mother dear, and read my dreary dream. For I dreamed my lover was at our gates, and nobody let him in. Lie down, you may, Margaret, lie down and take your rest. And since your lover was at our gates, it's been 2 quarters past. Then nimbly, nimbly rose she up, went down to the river's brim. And the louder that this lady cried, the louder grew the wind. She's waded to her feet, and it's on at last this lady says, this water's wondrous deep. And the very next step that she went in, she's waded to her knee. Says she, I would wade further in if I my true lover could see. And the very last step that she went in, she's waded to her chin, and the deepest part of the Clydewater she found sweet William in. Oh, you have had a cruel mother, Willie, and I have had another, and now asleep in Clydewater like sister and like brother.
Opened the door for three with Clydewater, memories of my recent visit to the Clyde and a lovely walk along the Clyde on a sunny, brisk Glasgow morning indeed. Send it out to my old pal, Mr. O'Hare. How are you, Gimlet? Hope you're keeping well, dear pal. Going to move on to another pal here, Michael Sheehy and his album, The Cat's Rambles, music from the Sleeve Lucre tradition. A couple of reels here. One Mick said he got from his father, and he named it after his father, Mick Sheehy. And then the very famous Sleeve Lucre reel, The Glen Town. And as I say, from The Cat's Rambles by Mick Sheehy. See he there, a couple of reels from the Sleeve Lucre tradition, and he's joined in that particular track by Alan Block on fiddle, as I say, from Mick's album The Cat's Rambles. Moving completely different, a fine bit of Sligo type music, fiddle and flute, my favourites, and lucky enough to catch this on Facebook. Someone put it up on Facebook of the two lads playing these particular tunes. It just struck me how fabulous it was. Two Men and a Cloth, as a matter of fact. Gary Hastings is a Church of Ireland pastor, and Seamus Quinn is a Roman Catholic priest, and they make mighty, mighty music together. This track they're going to play, as I say, I heard Paddy Killoran's Horn Highland, and Hannah Mickey Michaels, and they're going to play this especially for Scott Benson over there in South Portland in the US of A, who likes a bit of fiddle and flute. And I'm also going to include Rex Edwards, who's donated to this upkeep of Copper Plate during the month. Thanks very much, Rex, for your monthly donations to help us keep afloat. Great, great stuff, and much appreciated, as I said. Back to Seamus Quinn and Gary Hastings. Thank you. my favourite albums on Copperplate Mail Order there. Stories to Tell, Seamus Quinn and Gary Hastings. I hope you enjoyed that. I just love their playing and great, great guys too. Going to go for a song now from the ladies, as Gail used to say to me many years ago. That's that dear Ailish Kennedy, and from her most recent CD, When I... So Ends This Day. It's mostly about seamen and whalers and people like that, and this is a song she wrote herself called When I Sleep. I'm going to send this out to one of our longest listeners, most loyal supporters as well. Buongiorno, come sta, Joe Donahue down there in Hawaii. Hope you're getting on well, Joe, and keep all that galloping running and keeping you fit as a fiddle. Okay, here comes Ailish, especially for you.
My dearest William, I have received your letters. It fills my heart with joy, this news to learn. Your precious life preserved amid a thousand dangers. I pray it will be so till you return. Snow bears witness to the depths of winter, and when I speak, a breath of frost does call. Your father took a cold by the fireside. Our own dear son grows healthy, strong and tall. And when I sleep, I don't realize your absence. I hear your step and see your cheerful face. Threw some leaves into the brook this morning to see them sail along the silver stream. I take more notice now of all things pertaining to water's journey towards the open sea. When I sleep, I don't realize your absence. I hear your step and see your cheerful face. The wind and waves subside, and all the house is silent. The day begins and quiet you steal. The day begins and quiet you steal away.
beautiful piece there by Carolyn, played to perfection by the London Lasses there, led by Karen Ryan there. And I see Karen mentions in the notes that she got that particular tune from our dear friend, our mutual friend, the late great Brendan McGlinchey, a fine fiddle player from Armagh, who brightened up all our lives during his time here, particularly in London indeed. Lovely thing called Planxty Thomas Burke. And as I say, it's from the new London Lasses CD, LL25, their 25th anniversary album. And we're waiting for stock to come in. The instant it does, we'll have it up on the Copperplate mail order website, available for you to buy in your droves, hopefully. It's a lovely, lovely album of the girls. The current lineup and several past members of the band come back to join them for this particular album. It's absolutely brilliant. And prior to that, as I say, Ailish Kennedy with When I Sleep from her album So Ends This Day. Absolutely gorgeous. Going for a bit of individual brilliance now for my dear friend Patsy Maloney. And if you're listening, Patsy, you let me down. I was looking forward to having a tune with you in Glasgow. And you were a no-show. It's unusual for you. But here are two great reels from his lovely CD called A Temple in the Glen. Patsy Maloney, the King of Birmingham, with the humours of Garrigga Holt and Donal O'Pumphna. Flute playing there, my dearest friend Patsy, Patsy Maloney, as I say, lives in Birmingham nowadays, but we meet in the strangest of places and it's always a joy. Okay, I'm going to turn my mind to the great classic CD. In fact, it's the great Sean O'Riordan, Sagaiety album, which absolutely changed Irish traditional music, turned it on its head, and gave it a respectability that it didn't have prior to most people's minds, indeed. And he got this group of musicians together and a singer and put on this great concert, which even the President of Ireland turned up for. It's actually filmed as well and put out on TV. That was the sort of clout that O'Riordan had back in them days. A mighty man and composer in his own day. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, I think, particularly this particular track I wanted to play. It's the fabulous singing voice of Cork tenor Sean O'Shea and his wonderful version of Davy Bannoosel, or Carrick Fergus, as it turned into when it travelled abroad. It makes a great job of it, and I can still remember the first time I ever heard this particular song. It and this particular record and his particular song is just stunning. Of course, called Tory Cool, and later transformed into the Chieftains not long after this concert, indeed. Okay, O'Riordan Sagaiety, Sean O'Shea, and Davy Bannoosel.
Yeah. where she was deems a bonnier girl. The was last was this na Baltimore, ach, dog she own me was court. The wine she is beg mo fwyn tyr i golym ie. I wish I had you in Carrickfergus, ni ffaddo na chyn go bali chwyn.
two tracks there from that legendary album, Orieda Sagaity, played by Sean Orieda and the Kill Tori Coolen, with the vocalist Sean O'Shea. That comes from a remastered version of that particular concert, including three extra tracks heard for the first time on this particular CD, which is available to you from copperplatemailorder.com. Everybody should own a copy of that. I remember Christy Moore saying to me there wouldn't have been a Plank CD without Orieda Sagaity. Absolutely wonderful indeed. Right, from the 1960s, we're going to move right up to date to one of our latest releases from Andy Martin, who's having a birthday this week as well. Happy birthday, Andy. And it's called Will We Give It A Go. He's teamed up with some of the mighty fine musicians of today, particularly Johnny Carty and Jerry Diver and Gino Lupari, Kevin Boyle, lots of friends, and Elaine Conwell as well, member of the London Lasses as well, for this particular album called Will We Give It A Go? From it, here's Andy and the gang with the Yoki Bus. There's from Andy Martin and his album Will We Give It A Go, the Sailor's Bonnet and the Cool Fella there, under the title of the Yoki Bus, which is what Brendan Mulcair used to call his car, full of kids and musicians and instruments and things like that. As I say, from Andy's CD Will We Give It A Go. I'm going to play that particularly for a few friends who might have known, well, I'm sure they know Andy as Nigel Stevens, who's been a great supporter of Copperplate, and John Gillard as well, a regular donor to us for support fund, and of course Chris Sadler. Indeed, I was going to play this particular track for you, Chris, because it's from Niamh Ní Hara, your new favourite, I think, and it's from her album Donnelly's Arm, This goes especially down to you, down all the way down to Canterbury. Beautiful Canterbury, it's lovely today. And we're giving you the Curlew Hills, Trip into the Well, and the two part four. Poor. Prince very small on this. It's very small on this album. A barn dance and some polkas from Niamh Ní Hara and her album Donnelly's Arm.
Thank you.
concertina skills there of Niamh Ní Chaire, and say from her album Donnelly's Arm. Indeed, gonna play a song now for particularly for my daughter Rosie. It's her birthday on Saturday and they've just gone out for a girly day out, and that's going to be fun. Can't wait to hear about their adventures. They're going to the Natural History Museum and then on to Chinatown, would you believe. Watch out, Chinatown, that's all I can say. The Larrys are on the way. This is an old-time favourite of hers from way, way back in the days of Danu and the clearing singing of my dear friend Kieran O'Galvin, one of my favourite people indeed. I hope you enjoy this. It's a lovely, lovely song called Bridget Donahue. And I'm going to send this out to Bob Aramich as well, who's turned into a Danu fan all of a sudden. You couldn't go far wrong with them lads, I can tell you, Rob. Danu, Kieran O'Galvin and Bridget Donahue.
Was in the County Kerry, just a little ways from Clare, where the boys and girls are merry at the pattern dance so fair. The town is called Killark and a pretty place to view, but the thing that makes it interesting's my Bridget Donahue. Oh, Bridget Donahue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I'll tell you what we'll do. Just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donahue. Her father is a farmer, a decent man is he, and he's loved and well respected from Killargan to Tralee. And Bridget on a Sunday, when coming home from Mass, she's admired by all the people, sure they wait to see her pass. Oh, Bridget Donahue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I'll tell you what we do, just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donahue. Of a picture I did upon my word, not a picture of myself, but was a picture of a bird. It was the Yankee eagle, says I, Miss Donahue. This eagle's wings are large enough to shelter me and you. Oh, Bridget Donahue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I'll tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson,
and I'll take
Donahue. Oh, Bridget Donahue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I'll tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donahue.
There of Dan Who, dear friends who I worked with back in the day, and big pals indeed. Always enjoyed our company. Great guy, great guys. Okie doke. We heard Donnelly's Arm. We're going to hear both of them now with Desi Donnelly and Mike McGoldrick from their great album, The Dog in the Fog. Fine set of jigs here. The Glavel, The Fox in the Tatch, and Peter O'Byrne's Fancy. And I'm going to send these out particularly to three regular donors to the support of Copperplate, Jonathan Myers, Pete Smith, and Terry Madden down there in Australia. Thinking of you in the far-flung corners of Australia down there. Thanks very much for your donations, guys. And it's going to mean a lot. And thanks very much, because sales have been pretty bad this January. So we need all the help we can get. If you're thinking of buying some CDs, hurry up, please. Cheers. Here we go. Desi Dunley and Mike McGoldrick with a fine set of jigs. Love that album they're playing. It's just so great. Great, great stuff. Desi Dunley and Mike McGoldrick, two of my favourite people, as I say, from The Dog in the Fog. Okay, time to be out of here, I'm afraid. Just time for one more. We're going to return to the London Lasses' new CD, LL 25, their 25th anniversary CD. Going to take a couple of reels, the cool fodder, and welcome to London. Oh, farewell to London. I mean, another one of Brendan McLinchy's, and then the Russ Moore Jetty. Thanks very much for your company. I'd like to thank all of you who supported us, particularly those of you who buy regularly from us, and for those of you who regularly donate to the support of Copperplate Broadcasting Fund. As I say, we need all the help we would get. They've just put up the price of my domain names, all of them, and there's lots going on in the background, as I say, demanding more money to keep this particular broadcasting going. So any help you can give will be gratefully accepted. want to drop us a line, it's copperplate68@gmail.com. It's always lovely to hear from you. It's particularly what you do be up to while you're listening to this particular my ramblings. And also, as I say, on the website, you'll find over 150 CDs all on sale to you from Copperplate Mail Order, like everyone we've played today is available to you from Copperplate. So hope that'll be an incentive for you to buy a few CDs off us indeed, as I say. And also there's the full playlist with links to the particular pages devoted to each particular CD which you might be interested in. It includes reviews and pen pack pictures of the musicians and sound bites and maybe even some bits of them performing live on YouTube and things like that, to where you can maybe be tempted to spend a few bucks with us. Okay, me, Alan O'Leary, thanking you very much for your company. I always enjoy talking to you, and I hope I really enjoy getting your feedback as well. It's nice of you to, so many of you take the time and trouble to tell me how much you enjoy my ramblings and the music we share together, our little ramblings. So this one is going to have to get you through the month of February. February maybe shiver with every lace I delivered, as the man said. So we'll have this to listen to for the next month or so. Thanks very much for your company. As always, never taken for granted and much appreciated. Till the next time, it's me, Alan O'Leary, wishing you a happy and a healthy slongafile.